Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. A little later on, we're going to tell you about the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas calendar. This unique and fun-to-use Bible study tool will help you truly enjoy Christmas this year. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Loneliness.
Bitterness makes loneliness worse. In fact, bitterness and loneliness go together because they become a cycle. You become lonely, and then you start feeling bad about it and having a pity party, and then you get bitter. Your bitterness makes you even more lonely, which makes you more bitter, which makes you more lonely, which makes you more bitter, which makes you more lonely, which makes you more bitter, and pretty soon you're just a hard-hearted, depressed person that nobody could get close to. Nobody wants to be around a bitter person. Nobody wants to be around a cynic. Nobody wants to be around a person who's angry at everybody else. And so your bitterness only perpetuates your loneliness. That's why when you go through a season of life, you have to minimize the hurt. Utilize the time, minimize the hurt. Don't build a wall around your life. Number three, recognize God's presence. Recognize God's presence. Verse 17, Paul says, you know, everybody left me, they'd all deserted me, but, he says, the Lord stood by my side and gave me strength. Recognize God's presence. When you're lonely, where is God? He's where he's always been, right beside you. He is with you, even if you don't feel it or not. Over and over in Scripture, the Bible says, if you have a relationship to Christ, that God is with you all the time. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Comforter. He says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He's always with you. You're never really fully alone. It makes me think of a few years ago, Kay and I had to fly to Hong Kong to do a seminar for some of our missionaries. Now, about every year, Kay and I will try to take an overseas trip to go and talk to and train and help and encourage some of these missionaries. And so a few years ago, we went to meet with the group of the missionaries that are in Hong Kong. And as we went up to the LA airport, I went up to the ticket agent and I said, how long does this flight take? And she looked up and she said, it takes 17 hours. And I gulped. I said, 17 hours? She said, yes, 17 hours. I said, is there a movie on it? She said, yes, in fact, there are two movies on it. I said, 17 hours. That is a long flight. She looked up at me, she said, you're afraid of flying. I said, moi? She said, yeah, I can always tell your type. You don't like these long flights. You're afraid of flying. And then she looked down at my ticket. She says, I notice it says here, Reverend Warren. You're a pastor. You're a man of God. You're not supposed to be afraid. The Bible says, I am with you always. I said, no, ma'am, you misquoted that verse. It says, lo, I am with you always. Lo, I am with you always. Now, not at 35,000 feet. Lo, I am with you always. So let's get it right. So we get on this plane, and about halfway through this 17-hour flight across the Pacific, we went through, and I've traveled around the world, and so I'm pretty seasoned. We went through the most horrendous storm I've ever been in a plane. And we were pitching and jolting. The plane was tilting and flipping and everything. And everybody was getting pretty, pretty antsy. Kay was getting excited herself. And it was everybody was obviously disturbed by this. And so they came on the phone, on the speakerphone and said, "Is there a minister on the plane?" So I guess they wanted some comfort or something. I raised my hand. And they said, "You know, the flight, they're pretty upset." He said, "Can you do something spiritual?" So I took an offering. Isn't this a beautiful building? I paid my time to ill commitment in one shot. Would you write this down on your outline? Loneliness is a time to become better acquainted with God. Loneliness is a time to become better acquainted with God. Recognize His presence. Amy Grant used to sing a song, "I love a lonely day because it forces me to focus on you." You see, prayer is a powerful antidote to loneliness. God is a 24-hour drop-in service. You can talk to Him anytime, anywhere, any place, and He understands how you're feeling. And you say, "God, I'm lonely. I hurt. My heart is splitting. I am miserable. I feel empty. Help me, God." You can talk to Him anytime. David says in Psalms, "Where can I flee from your presence?" And the answer is nowhere. You will never be in a place where God isn't. And if He's with you, if you've trusted Christ, He's in your heart. You need to refocus on that and recognize His presence. Finally, number four, when you're going through a lonely season, you need to emphasize others' needs. Emphasize others' needs. In other words, focus outward on others. Stop focusing on yourself. Find a ministry. A ministry is a place where you can use your talents and gifts to help other people. Do you know who the loneliest person in the world is? The loneliest man is the guy who's wrapped up in himself, who's self-centered. The loneliest woman is the self-centered woman. The selfish, self-centered person is asking to be plagued by loneliness all your life. Because God wired us up to give our lives away, to help others, to think of others, not just ourselves. And if you want to break out of loneliness, stop saying, "I don't have any friends," and start being a friend. Stop focusing on yourself and start saying, "Look at all the lonely people in the world. Where do they all come from? Where do they all belong?" I could write a song on that one. And give yourself away. And instead of looking at me, focus out and see a world that is waiting for friends. Emphasize others' needs. See, the fact is, a lot of loneliness is really, listen, it's really a fear of love. We're afraid to be open. We're afraid to be vulnerable. We're afraid to share how we really feel. We're afraid to step out and risk a relationship because we might be rejected, and we know what that pain feels like. We all know that one. And when we do, we fear love, and so we don't give ourselves away, and we are guaranteeing ourselves loneliness. We set ourselves up in a self-imposed prison of solitary confinement that is absolutely unnecessary. Unnecessary. Give your life away. Look at what Paul did. Second part of verse 17. He says, "You know, all these people have left me, but God's been with me." And he says, "It's okay, because so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it." He's saying, my life goal to the end is I want to help other people. I want to help other people. So here's the key to overcoming loneliness. Stop building walls and start building bridges. Stop building walls between you and other people and start building bridges. Take a risk. Take a risk and begin to help other people.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
We'd like to tell you about a spiritual growth tool called the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet. We're offering this early so you can receive it in time to begin using it on December 1st. The last time we made this available, we received a ton of email and letters sharing about the positive impact of this Bible study resource. We hope you'll get your copy of the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet today. If you'd like to give copies away for Christmas, you'll find as many as you need at the PastorRick.com store. Perfect for the special people in your life. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope, and we'll send it to you when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Stop building walls between you and other people and start building bridges. Take a risk. Take a risk and begin to help other people. Years ago, the Dutch woman, Corrie ten Boom, was engaged to be married to one guy, and all of a sudden he broke off the engagement and married her best friend. And she was devastated. And their love was blocked. And she came home crushed and lonely and isolated. And she asked her father, "What do I do with the blocked love, Daddy?" And he said to her, "Whenever you have a blocked love, rechannel it. Rechannel it. Okay, someone you want to give your love to won't receive it, accept it. There are thousands of people in the world who need your love. Rechannel it. Because if you hold it in, it's going to dry up and wither away." As a pastor, I've talked to so many couples who, for one reason or another, wanted children but couldn't have them. What do you do with a blocked love? You rechannel it to the thousands of children who are already here who desperately need love. There's about 1,000 of them over in Sunday school right now. You say, "Oh, we've always wanted to have a baby, but we can't." There are hundreds of babies right now over there in Sunday school waiting to be loved. Rechannel your love. Give yourself away. When you do that, the loneliness will dissipate. You may be feeling, nobody knows the heartache, the loneliness that I'm feeling in my life. But God does. You may be feeling, nobody cares about me. Nobody even knows I exist. If I were to drop off the face of the earth, nobody'd miss me. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. I know somebody who does. Regardless of why you feel lonely, God says this to you. I made you. I put you on this earth for a purpose. I care about you. I love you. I have a plan for your life. The fact is, The reason why we feel lonely so much of the time is because we expect other human beings to meet needs in our lives that only Jesus Christ can meet. And no man will ever be able to meet that need, those needs in your life. And no woman will ever be able to meet those needs in your life because they're too deep. Because no matter how much a person knows you, they're never going to know you completely like God does. So many people marry out of loneliness and then divorce for the same reason. Really, what you often call loneliness is really, in essence, homesickness for God. That's what it is. Homesickness for God. You've just never recognized it. You were made to have an intimate, personal, close relationship with Jesus Christ. A relationship that God is dying to have with you. In fact, his son did die so you could have it. And nothing is ever going to compensate for that. No person, no experience, no drug, no success, no thing, no possession, no fame, nothing is going to fill that aching hole in your heart that God created for himself. He wants you to know him. So what do? Number one, you open your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and you say, Jesus Christ, I want to get to know you. And I want to love you and learn to love you the way you love me already, even before I knew it. And I want to have a relationship with you, not a religion of fear, but a relationship where you talk to God all the time and he talks to you. That's what you were made for. And that is the antidote to your deepest loneliness. And then, number two, join a church family. We weren't meant to be Lone Ranger Christians. And then find a spot where you can get involved and join a small group where you get to be known by other people. Take a chance, take a risk, and join a small group where you find other people who will be that support network when you're going through those tough times. The real reason so many Christians are lonely is because they're sitting when they should be serving. All around us is a world full of people who are lonely, waiting to be cared for. That elderly person who hasn't had a visit in 2 years in that rest home. That teenager who is all mixed up and doesn't know, what am I going to do with my life? That man or that woman whose mate has just walked out the door and they're never coming back. That single adult who goes home every night to a lonely apartment. That widow who has just buried her husband under the ground. That employee who heads for the bar every night after work because there's nothing else to do. The world is full of people waiting to be loved. So stop saying, I don't have any friends, and start saying, God, who can you use me as a minister to? Who could I befriend? Who can I show your love to? If all you did for the rest of your life was to commit yourself to being a friend to people who were lonely, you'd make something significant of your life, believe me. That would be a valid, worthy life goal. So get involved in a ministry. Join a small group. You will go through lonely times in life, but you'll never go through it alone if Jesus Christ has an intimate relationship with you. Let's bow our heads. If you don't have that relationship to Christ, would you follow me in this prayer? Say it in your mind. Dear Jesus Christ, I don't understand it all, but there's a hole in my heart that I realize only you can fill. And I realize that I was made to be loved by you and to have a relationship with you. And today I want to step across the line and establish that relationship. And I ask you to come into my life and into my heart and replace my loneliness and my hurt with your love. I want to become a part of your family, the church. And I want to give my life to helping others who so desperately need your love and your help. With your heads bowed, if you prayed that prayer and meant it, God heard you. And you've taken the first step in a new journey called the Christian life. Father, I thank you that you meet our deepest needs, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have a relationship to you that would never be taken away. And we would never be lonely completely because you're in our lives. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, I want to tell you about a spiritual growth tool called the Prepare Your Heart for Christmas Calendar and Devotional Booklet. With 25 doors, you'll open one each day to reveal an inspirational word and Bible verse. Then you simply turn to the devotional booklet and read a short teaching. You can do this alone or together with your family. There's no better way to prepare your heart for Christmas than focusing on God's Word, and this tool will help you do just that. We're offering this early so you have plenty of time to get yours and start on December 1st. This resource is only available through Daily Hope. Don't wait, quantities are limited. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or just visit PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Hey, everybody. I've got some really big news I'm going to tell you about. Our Daily Hope app has been completely redesigned, and it's available now. I want you to get this Daily Hope app. What we did is we listened to all your feedback and we installed all the improvements that you suggested and asked for. The devotional is now easier to read. It's got a darker font. The option to increase the font size is there. We've made it easy to share this devotional with other people. You can even broadcast it right from your phone. It's really cool. To get the app on your iPhone, visit the iTunes App Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. To get the app for an Android device, visit the Google Play Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, the official Daily Hope app has our yellow and blue sunburst logo. You're familiar with that. Our app is a convenient way to get your daily dose of Daily Hope. I want you to get this app today. So download the app now and get started.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.